Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A lively debate broke out last night among the Republicans who want to succeed Democratic Congressman Barney Frank after their official debate at New England Cable News had wrapped up. In the televised event, the three Republicans talked uneventfully for a half hour. They agreed on almost every issue. Then, the candidate stepped out into the lobby, and their conversation became more tense, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
It all started with a question about how each candidate thought he or she could beat Joseph Kennedy III, assuming he wins the Democratic primary. Mitt Romney's former commissioner of mental health, Elizabeth Childs of Brookline, began with her political analysis.
This district polls at 75% fiscally conservative and 75% socially liberal and moderate. A social conservative cannot win in this district.
The social conservatives Childs was referring to are her two opponents, Fall River dentist David Steinhoff and Norfolk entrepreneur Sean Bilott.
The only way to win as a Republican in Massachusetts is to be able to draw the independent vote in the majority and to draw one out of three Democrats. It's absolutely critical that the Republican Party send forth a nominee who can do that.
Childs, of course, sees herself as that candidate. Bilott, who lost to Barney Frank 2 years ago, objected to Childs' analysis.
Factually, it's incorrect.
Bilott pointed out that with redistricting, the gap between Republicans and Democrats has narrowed. That's when Childs threw her first rhetorical punch.
You lost by 11 points. You lost by 11 points in a year when Barney Frank was absolutely vulnerable.
And then the debate turned from political analysis to personal attack. Childs turned to the argument she seemed like she'd been waiting to make all along.
But the real issue here is, Sean, you are not electable in this district because you have a transparency problem.
Childs is searching for an attack strategy. She trails Bilott in fundraising. Through his feisty race against Frank 4 years ago, Bilott has connected with voters all over the district. So earlier in the race, Childs tried to get traction by making an issue of the fact that Bilott would not reveal who his employer was. He finally did. He's CEO of a website called OneClickPolitics.com. It helps voters get in touch with members of Congress. Bilott said he didn't want to reveal his employer because he wanted the website to be seen as bipartisan. Yesterday, Childs pounced with a new charge.
You took $130,000 over the past 7 months to work on a website. That's $250,000 per year being paid to someone who's running for Congress to do a website that is the most basic thing. That is not being transparent with the voters. You still have not told
alleging?
People.
So you have actually
you
no
have,
facts. So
you
what
still,
are you alleging?
No, who pays someone running for Congress $250,000 a year to consult
are
a website like this?
Because if you are, why don't you just say what the allegation is?
You have not come clean with the voters of this district about who is paying you
what
and
are
why.
You alleging?
Nobody knows who's
You're
paying
you. Not making any sense about it.
No.
Since
what
Childs would not make her innuendo explicit, Steinhoff asked Bilott the question point blank. Is his salary a way for people to channel political contributions to him without declaring them? Bilott's answer, no.
I'm telling you, if you guys are alleging something, good to go. But if you're not, then shut up, Franklin.
Childs withdrew, leaving Bilott wishing he had not taken the bait.
I shouldn't have gotten sucked into that.
This race in the 4th Congressional District is not the one Republicans see as their best shot at taking a Massachusetts seat in Congress, but it promises to be interesting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.